Good evening, everyone. We'll make a start just to our prayer meeting tonight. Has anybody got a favourite hymn you'd like to sing? Just shout out the number, please. 491 in your hymn book. 491 in your hymn book. 491 in your hymn book. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightest ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee, what hast thou given for me? This is one I'm not too familiar with, but I'll go with it. If you know it, hands up, who knows this one? Ah, well, there's a right wee crowd knows it, so I rely on you to keep me in tune. Well, we'll give it a go. We'll sing, let me see, the first three verses of it. 491, verses 1, 2, and 3. Maybe if Wendy plays one verse over for us, you can listen to the tune and then we'll go for it. Okay.
So the S in serve stands for service.
Too bad. And we'll try that again. A lovely hymn and great words of truth. Another favourite, please. 571. 571 in your hymn book. 571. 571. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll sing the first and the last verse, keeping our seats, verses 1 and 4, along with the chorus, 571. 612, 612 in your hymn book, 612 in your hymn book, 612. 612, there's coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye, all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day, that will be, reminding us of the great hope of heaven, of glory for the child of God. We'll make this our opening hymn, 612. We'll stand as we sing, and singing it out with all of our hearts. Just look to the Lord, please, in a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we gather in thy presence tonight, and we come through the precious name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died for us upon the cross of Calvary. Father, we thank thee for the sinless, flawless life of Christ, how he could say it behoved us to fulfill all righteousness. And Father, we thank thee for his death upon the cross, dying for our sins, in our guilty room instead, the just for us, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And Father, we thank thee, Father, tonight for the precious blood of Christ, that blood that cleanseth us from all sin, that has purchased for us a place in heaven and in glory. And Father, we thank thee for the great truth of this hymn of which we've been singing. How the hymn writer could say, what a day that shall be, when my Jesus I shall see. And Lord, thy word declares that we shall see him, and we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And Lord, we realize, O God, tonight this is our hope, not because of anything we have ever done, or anything of man, or man's device, nor creed. But, O God, this is our hope through the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, help us day by day as thy people to keep looking up, looking to that great and glorious appearing of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to realize, O God, that this world is not our home. Help us to realize, O God, that in heaven we have an eternal home, a home that is secure, a home that fadeth not away, an inheritance undefiled,
one that is for the people of God for all of eternity to come. Father, we just pray that Thou wilt bless our coming together here tonight. We thank Thee, Father, for all who have been able to come tonight. Bless every head bowed before Thee, O God. And bless every heart and every soul that is gathered tonight. Meet the need of our hearts and lives by Thy Spirit, by Thy grace. And Lord, do our hearts much good. And Lord, may we go home tonight rejoicing that we've known the Lord's presence, that we've heard the voice of the Lord, as saying, this is the way, walk ye therein. We thank Thee for our brother tonight who's come to minister. We thank Thee for saving him and for the gifts that Thou hast given to him and for his work, especially with serve and seeking to encourage young people to serve the Lord and be a help to missionaries at home and abroad. And Lord, bless him tonight as he tells of that work and brings the burden of it to us. And as he brings the word of the Lord, we pray that Thou wilt bless him, that Thou wilt encourage him, and that he might be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Bless his wife and family as well, and meet their every need, and encourage them and bless them in the ways of the Lord. Again, we thank Thee for the children's meeting tonight in Fresno. Remember all the boys and girls there that heard Thy word. And Lord, speak on. Remember the meeting tomorrow night in Lisbalaw, and Thursday night in McGuire's Bridge, and here again on Friday evening. May Thy hand of blessing upon all these children's meetings, and may boys and girls in this new term come to know and trust the Lord for salvation. Again, Lord, we just think of those unable to come tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt bless them, that Thou wilt minister to their needs by the grace and by the power of God divine. And others who have suffered loss in recent times, Lord, do comfort their hearts and bless them, we pray. Again, we thank Thee for the meetings here last Lord's Day and the students who were with us. Lord, do bless them and bless all our students and encourage them in the Lord. And in Thy will and in Thy time, O God, open up doors of opportunity for them. Bless our brother tonight, Colin, and our brother Noel as well in that mission in Corrigarry. We thank Thee for the visitors that have been in already. Bless the meetings, Lord, as they would continue throughout the week. And be pleased to see of souls. Remember our own mission, Lord, commencing on the Lord's Day. May Thy hand of blessing be upon that town of Lisbalaw. We thank Thee for all the literature that has gone out and the good response in the doors, O God. And Father, we pray that Thou wilt touch hearts, that little hall would be filled night by night, and as Thy word would go forth, that Thou would do a work of grace in salvation of the sinner and a time of blessing for the saint. And that glory will be brought to Thy name, O God, we pray. Be with us now tonight. Do our hearts good. Shelter our meeting over and around with the precious blood of the Lamb. And have Thy way amongst us this night, we pray. For we ask all these things in the name of our Savior. Amen. I want to welcome everyone tonight in the Lord's name. It's good to see each one gathered with us here tonight to our midweek prayer meeting. Do please remember the meetings over the weekend. Friday night, the children's meeting here, 6:30, followed by the youth fellowship at 8 p.m. Be much in prayer for those meetings. Then the Lord's Day, Sunday school and Bible class, 11 a.m., morning worship, 12 noon. And then do please remember the mission as it commences on the Lord's Day in Lisbalaw, Orange Hall at 3:30. And do please note that there'll be no evening meeting here in the church during the times of the mission. But do be much in prayer for all these meetings. Plan to join with us and especially invite and encourage others in to the mission as it would commence. We give a very special welcome tonight to our good brother in Christ, Mr. Philip Harton from our Tandragee congregation. And our brother is a busy children's and youth worker in many parts of the province, but he also helps and leads the work of SERV. It's a missionary organization, especially to help and encourage young people in the service of the Lord and at home and abroad and helping out in various missionary trips. Our sister Bethany was on one of those trips in the autumn time to the Philippines. No doubt it was a time of great blessing to Bethany. But our brother tonight's coming to share the burden of that work and also to bring God's word. And do please remember the offering goes to help with those missionary trips and those works that he is involved in. There is some newsletters that he has left. One is called Reflect. It's out there on the table in the porch. And then also we
prayer cards there as well. I encourage you to take those with you as you leave. Just one other announcement as well. On behalf of our own missionary council, there's flyers out there in the porch about sponsoring children in the Ugandan school. If you'd like to help with that, there's leaflets there regarding all the information. And then in the winter time, there's the missionary weekend. So if any of you men folk want to treat your wives to a weekend away down in sunny Coleraine in November time, the leaflets are there and that'll tell you all about it. But it's a good weekend for the missionary weekend. So do take those as well with you as you leave. So hand over now to our brother Philip. God bless.
Well, it's a great privilege to be here, and I want to thank your minister for having us along here tonight. I wonder, is there anybody going down to Coleraine and going to enjoy the sunshine and Coleraine? Anybody? I think you could sell snow to the Eskimos with the snow, or with the weather in October, November. It's usually pretty blowy. It's great to be here tonight. The weather's been good, and God's been good. Brought us here in safety, so we praise the Lord. You're here in safety, and it's great to come along and to pray and to get around the Word of God. So I want to thank Stephen. I think he's up there somewhere, and he's sorted this all out. There was a bit of a problem here. It's not Stephen's problem. It's my problem, because my laptop is a bit funny, and it won't plug into some of these other projectors, so I need to get it looked at. But I was going to say, Stephen, I'm just looking here. The words are kind of a bit... I'm wondering, could this maybe... the wee projector be moved up even on top of that, just while I'm speaking here. I've just noticed that now the projectors seem to be throwing it out too wide. You won't be able to see very much. So thank you, Stephen. I appreciate you helping me with all of this. Tonight, if we can turn to God's Word, I want to turn tonight to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And while you're looking up the place there, just to give you a wee bit of an insight into what I'm involved in, I'm very thankful tonight to Tandragee Free Presbyterian Church for giving me the opportunity to just work alongside them, and opportunity to go into local schools, go into about 6 or 7 or so local schools, do the circuit of those, and praise God for the open door, open opportunity to go into schools. So we're really thankful for that. And then coming up in June time, they're giving us the opportunity in those schools to do little Bible clubs. And there'll be people from the congregation that'll be involved in those. And so those are opportunities that we're thankful for. Thankful for open doors, open opportunities. And so I'm thankful tonight for what the Lord has done and is doing in my life. I'm married to Sharon, and we have 4 children. I was going to say children, but they're all growing up, because Sharon had a birthday party all sorted out for Daniel, and he's 27, so he's not a child anymore. Okay, so there's Daniel and Joshua, Faith and Isaac. And Isaac's 16, and he's just starting an apprenticeship, hoping to be an electrician at the end of it. So that's a wee bit of background. And my dad was saying tonight there, he asked me where I was going, and he says I would love to go if I was feeling a bit better. But he's not just at himself tonight, but he does send his greetings to you tonight. So I wonder tonight, if we ever asked ourselves the question, have you ever got into a rut with prayer? And sometimes prayer can become just, as it were, a shopping list. I don't know about you, but sometimes that's what it can feel like at times. Sometimes we can just not really think about what we're saying so much, and it's so easy just to get into a routine of what we usually say. So I would put my hand up as the first person to say that. That can happen at times in our lives. And so here's the disciples. I'm thinking about the disciples. And the disciples asked the question, Lord, teach us how to pray. And so that is a question that we all can ask tonight. Lord, teach us how to pray. When I think about this tonight, I'm thinking about the word prayer. Now, here we have in Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13, and we'll read that in a little second, in the will of the Lord. But here we have the greatest prayer. The greatest prayer. And there are so many things that we can learn from the Lord's Prayer tonight. Not very often in schools nowadays. I know when I'm going around the schools, was going around them in Belfast and here around the area of Tandragee. Not very often you hear the Lord's Prayer, but put your hand up if you were at school and you used to have to recite the Lord's Prayer. Put your hand up. Yeah, quite a few. Today, in most of the schools I go into, there's only one I know that does it. And the very first time I was in it, the teacher, the principal, she said, "Phil, get you up and lead them in the Lord's Prayer." Do you know when you're put on the spot and you're thinking, I need to know all of this, you know, and you have it in your head, but I got there with it. But stage fright, I call it. Sometimes you get up and you don't just be able to get the words out. Well, we got the words out, praise the Lord. But we have here the Lord's Prayer. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 and verses 9 to 13. Matthew chapter 6 and verses 9 to 13. Now, I'm going to read the first verse, and if you would like to join in the next one, and so on, down to verse 13, please do that. I'll read verse 9. "In this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Amen. And here we have this prayer of the Lord. So many things that we can learn tonight. But I want us just first of all to think about this. There was a friend of mine, and he was coming along to a little meeting. We do a little prayer meeting once a month at CIRC, and it's really to encourage young adults to get to the place of prayer and to pray for mission. And we pray that the Lord will speak to them and will call them out into the mission fields of the world. And you know, there was a friend, and he was speaking one night, and he brought this little thought, the word ACTS, A-C-T-S, the acrostic. And each letter reminds us of something that's really important in prayer, and it's called the ACTS of prayer. I wonder, has anybody ever heard of it before? A-C-T-S. Well, I want to just share it with you tonight, just very briefly tonight. And trust it will be an encouragement to you that our prayer life doesn't become so much as a shopping list, but there's so much more to prayer as we see here in the Lord's Prayer. So, the very first one, the ACTS, the A, okay? So we're thinking about the A. The A reminds us of adoration. It reminds us of who the Lord is. And here in the Lord's Prayer, we have the very commencement of it. And it says, "Our Father which art in heaven." So you're allowed to join in tonight. We'll just pretend we're all teenagers again, okay? Don't be too uptight about that, okay? Some of us maybe have to think a bit further than others. Anyway, I have to think of a brief few years back. But think about this. "Our Father which art in heaven." This is in the first mention of the Lord's Prayer. It's really important, the first mention of anything in Scripture. But here we have the very first words that the Lord gives us of his prayer. And the introduction reminds us that whose presence we're coming into. And tonight as we come to prayer, we're coming into the presence of the Lord. "Our Father, which art in heaven." And you know, we think about the Lord, and there's so many ways that the Bible describes the Lord. He's described as a good heavenly Father. There's many different other words, but I compare it to us. I'm a father tonight, and sometimes I'm impatient. Sometimes I have little patience, and sometimes you want things to happen just now. But here we have our gracious heavenly Father. And it says in this next few words, it says, "Hallowed be thy name." Hallowed be thy name. So it's all about the Lord. And the word hallowed refers here to the Lord being holy. He is due our greatest and most deepest reverence. You know, as I think about the Lord tonight, I think about this a Christmas carol from just a few months back, and that would have been sung quite a lot. And it says this, "O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord. You know, as I think about in the world that we live in, a world that tells us to do and to get all that we can. This is very often the message that young people are hearing today in school. Be who you can, or get all you can, be who you want to be, and do all of these things. But here the Lord's Prayer turns us to the Lord. Adoration for him. It's not about us. It's not about what we want. It's all about him and his will. And so We think about the Lord Jesus, who laid down his life on the cross for sinners such as we. So tonight, as we think about adoration, yeah, we think about how important it is to be reminded who the Lord is, and to be reminded tonight that as we pray for a lost world, that we live out our lives. Now, God has placed us all in different places. Some of you may work in an office, some in the building site, some may work at home, and you're doing all different things, but we come in contact with people that are lost. And, you know, it's my prayer tonight that in my life, that they may see something different. They may see something of the Lord Jesus Christ and how glorious he is and what he's done for us. I have a little video clip I'm going to show here shortly. And the opportunity to go last week we're part of a little team to go to a place called Haarlem over there in Holland or the Netherlands. And we had the opportunity to go to the Corrie ten Boom house. Put your hand up if you've heard of Corrie ten Boom. If you haven't, you definitely need to find out a little more about her. It's inspirational. And I'm going to show a little video in a little second just about prayer and the importance of prayer. But before we finish here with this first letter, the adoration, I want us to think about another lady, a lady called Elizabeth Elliot. Does anybody know who Elizabeth Elliot's husband was? Who, anybody know? If it had a pack of sweets, I would give them out, honestly. And he's busting to go here, but is there anybody going to get it first? Jim, you're exactly right. Jim Elliot. And I thought about Elizabeth Elliot. I thought about all of the things that she went through, how she lost her husband on the mission field and his three friends that were murdered. And their stories documented in a book called Through Gates of Splendor. If you remember that name, Through Gates of Splendor, get it. It's a great book. It tells that story. Tragedy, and yet through it all, here's a woman who prayed, and still did not lose her faith, as it were, in Jesus Christ. She kept strong in the Lord, and she adored her Savior. Here's what she said. Through all of the tragedy of losing her husband, she said this: I realize that the deepest spiritual lessons are not learned by us, by his letting us have our way, but by his making us wait, bearing with us in love and in patience until we are able honestly to pray what he taught his disciples to pray: Thy will be done. And do you know how hard it was for that lady? And yet God gives grace, and he still calls us to pray, to adore his wonderful, precious name. You have the A for the adoration, you have the C for the confessions, to confess our sins. And the Bible says in 1 John 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. He is faithful. He is just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know how important it is to do that, to confess our sins. You know, we're here tonight, and in the stillness of the evening during a little time of prayer, perhaps there's something in your life that's maybe blocking the blessing in your life, and you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. He is just to forgive us. And so that's an encouragement tonight to be channels of blessing. Keep the channel clear between us and the Lord. That reminded me tonight as I was thinking about this, of that hymn, Channels Only, Blessed Master. And then it goes on to say, flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Oh, how we long to be used of the Lord. Isn't that right? We're here on this earth to glorify our Savior, but how we need to be available and to be a channel of blessing for him. So the first one was the adoration, the C is the acts, and then we're thinking here about the T, and that's for thanksgiving. Thanking God for all his blessings. And you know, as we come to prayer, isn't it important to thank the Lord? There's another wee chorus, and you'll all know it. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it always does surprise us what the Lord has done. I think it was maybe my grandmother, and she used to pray, count your many blessings, name them score by score. Anybody know what a score is? 20. There's a man down there, yes. 20. Exactly right. And you know, the Lord has blessed us Take a wee moment now. Think about how has the Lord blessed you. Think about the food on the table today. You know, if we have a fridge in your house with food in it, and you've got also a house with a roof over your head, and you've got all of those things, and if you've got a car, you're in the top 5% of the richest people in the world. Isn't that amazing? And yet we have so much more. Because as we get the opportunity to go on mission, and some of you have been in different places across the world, and we think of Bethany here. Bethany's going to come up in a wee minute and tell us all about the Philippines. I'm only joking, Bethany, it's okay. But when you go to those places, you see people with so little, but they have the love of Christ in their hearts and lives, and what a difference it makes. And they're thankful. And I think about the Filipino people, and they come with food. They would give you everything they have. They're so thankful. And you know, there's so many lessons we can learn to be thankful. And the Lord says in the prayer, He gives us our daily, give us our daily bread. And you know, He's so faithful, and He gives us and He meets us at the point of our need. Here's a little video clip here. I'm going to see if this actually works on my computer. No, I'm not. I'm not going to risk it, because I've got another one up and I don't want to upset it, okay? But I thought about Corrie Ten Boom. I thought about the time she was in when I'm thinking about Thanksgiving, the time she was in, I think it was Ravensbrück, that terrible, terrible concentration camp there with her sister Patsy. And there in that place, she said, her sister Patsy said, to be thankful for the fleas. To be thankful for the fleas and the lice. I'm thinking, how could you be thankful for those things? Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been bitten by a flea, but you're scratching. And there were fleas everywhere, and they were covered in them, and all of these sores, and yet to be thankful for them. Why was that? Because the guards wouldn't come in to their block very often, because they didn't want to get riddled with lice and fleas. And so Patsy said, be thankful for the fleas. Thankful for those things that she's seen as a blessing. What a way to look at things. And then we've got, so we just want to see if you're listening. The A reminds us in our prayer to adore the Lord, okay? The C reminds us to confess our sin. The C reminds us to thankful, to be thankful. Maybe I didn't tell you that one. I was that busy talking. But to be thankful for all the blessings that the Lord gives us. And then this last one here, ACTS, supplication. And again, that's asking God for the things that you need and the needs of others. And this is tonight, I would ask you to pray for some things tonight that I'll bring before you tonight in this short presentation, to pray. Pray most of all for the salvation of precious souls. Pray that God will save souls. You're doing a mission. You have opportunity to pray for precious souls that will come into that mission tonight. You know, one of the main ways that people come to a mission and come to a meeting and go to an evangelistic event, whatever it is through personal contact. And so there's a challenge to us all. Can you think of one person that you could perhaps maybe invite to that mission? Somebody you've maybe given up on. That, because the Lord loves to do things beyond our wildest expectations and dreams. He can do much more abundant above all that we can ask or think. So there's a challenge for us to think about as we come to the Lord in prayer tonight. You know, we pray for the Lord to give us our daily bread. There are so many things that we can pray for tonight. I think of Paul the Apostle. And in that letter to the Philippians, he says in chapter 4 and verse 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So what's your request tonight? What's on your heart? Take the opportunity. I have opportunity to be in prayer meetings in different places. And you know what very often we find is it's the same people that will pray each week. But maybe you're here tonight. There's an opportunity for someone that maybe has never prayed publicly this year in the prayer meeting. What about taking the opportunity to do that? You know, that can be a great blessing. I remember my dad was a minister in Portofoque, and there was a man there, and he was a very quiet, reserved man. And one night my dad said, we're going to do something different in the prayer meeting. we're going to hand round the hymn book. And when the hymn book comes to you, you just take the opportunity to say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, and pass it on. And that man that night, he told the story afterwards. He said, it came to me. He said, his hands were shaking. He says, my knees were shaking. And my whole head was telling me, don't do it. I can't do it. And he said, I just said, thank you, Lord, for saving me. And I handed it on. And it started a habit of a lifetime. Because he would pray often then after that. It broke the ice. And he began to pray. He had always been praying in the prayer meeting quietly, but now he prayed audibly. And what an encouragement that was to the other believers there as well. That man went on to become an elder in the church. You know, God wants us to petition him tonight in prayer and to bring all our supplication to him. And so what an opportunity we have tonight. We could talk about George Mueller. That German man that came to Bristol, and how God answered his prayers. And he said this: know for yourself the preciousness and the happiness of this way of casting all your cares and burdens and necessities upon the Lord. And he learned to do that. He had so many cares. He was looking after numerous orphans in Bristol. And every day he was looking for food that he didn't have, money to feed them. And every day the Lord was faithful. Why? Because George Mueller would cast all his care and all his burdens onto the Lord. Dear friend tonight, what's your burdens? What are you here with tonight? You know, you may be smiling tonight, but you might have the weight of the world on your shoulders. You may be thinking tonight about a loved one. You know, you're thinking about your health. Cast all, not some, cast all your burdens on him tonight, and he will undertake for you. Thank you. So I just want to do a wee recap. Back to the team meeting. The ACTS, okay? So let's see. Here we go. The A reminds us in our prayer time of the adoration of the Lord. The C reminds us of confessing our sin. The T reminds us of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Thank him, isn't that right? And what's the S? Supplication. Bring all our wants, all our needs, and everything to God in prayer. So that's just a little thought I'm leaving with you tonight. It's all on a wee card. So if you have a head like a sieve like me, anybody else got a head like a sieve? I see one of these wee things. I leave them in schools all over the country. I have a head like a sieve, but I've got this one here tonight, and it's going to help me with this wee presentation. So please take one of those tonight, and as I speak just for a couple of minutes before the prayer time, just about what God has called myself and my wife to, there's a little magazine. We put it out at the end of the year. It kind of gives a wee reflection on the past year, and it'll give you a wee insight into some of the things. We're not covering everything tonight, but we will endeavour to cover some. So I have a little video clip. I'm going to show it now, and maybe we could hit the lights there, Stephen, or our brother down there, yes. Because my projector's rubbish. But hopefully this'll work okay. All right. So
the S in SERVE stands for service. At SERVE, we want to give young people the opportunity to use their time, talents and skills to serve the Lord and to take the confidence and the skills that they learn back into their own church. We take mission teams to Lithuania, Romania and the Philippines, as well as offering opportunities to serve alongside us in Holy Bible Clubs here at home in Northern Ireland.
My favourite part of SERVE Youth is I got to go on a mission team with them over the summer and we went to Romania. And my favourite part was spending time with the Deborah girls and getting to know them and spending time and playing some games with them.
Even though I went to the far side of the world for my Philippines trip, it was such a blessing and encouragement to find other Christians and believers who had such a passion and love for the Lord's work with the children.
The E in SERVE stands for encouragement. And this can take two forms. The first way is to encourage our missionaries both at home and abroad through bringing out small teams to take part in holiday Bible clubs and also to raise money to help provide resources. The second way is to encourage young adults in their walk with God. And this has taken many forms, such as our Young Adults Weekends, our youth events and through our monthly prayer times engine room. It is our hope and prayer that they will get to meet other like-minded young people from across Northern Ireland and to encourage them to go on and serve the Lord.
So my favourite part of going on a mission team was working with local believers and seeing that Christ Church extends at every corner of the earth. So getting to work with the local church out in Timisoara.
The R in Serve stands for resources. Over these last number of years, we've been able to create a range of cards to encourage youth and others. These resources are available on our website, or we're able to bring our stands to your church or to your event.
The V in Serve stands for vision. Now, it's important for any ministry to have a vision. And our vision is to encourage young people to use their youthful years for Christ. We want to give them loads of opportunities and resources to evangelize both at home and abroad. And we want to ignite this desire in their hearts to serve Christ and to reach their friends and their family and even strangers with the glorious news of the gospel. And we don't do this in our own power. We know through Christ he can give us the power.
The last letter in the Serve acrostic is E, and E stands for evangelism, and that's really key to all that we seek to do. Yep. By keeping the gospel central to all that we do, we trust that God will use his word and plant little seeds, and those seeds will bring forth fruit, and young people will have their lives transformed. The gospel is good news, and it brings hope into lives. The very word gospel starts off with the letters G-O, and the G-O reminds me of the go of the gospel, and so we want to encourage young people to take this good news and to take the gospel to their friends and to wherever God directs them.
Just when Serve started, way back in 2017, and then we had COVID and everything was cancelled and everything was off. But thank God that things are back on again. And we've been given the use of this wee place here at Portadown. Anybody know where Turkington's is, where the Amazon warehouse is? Well, it's in the Mahon Road. And if you go to the Mahon Road there, we're in the middle. This used to be a gatehouse there, and it for Turkington Windows. And so that's where we are based there. There's literature. I just want to focus on this just for a wee second when I think about the literature. You might want some literature, or you might have, for example, someone moved in beside you or in your workplace. Put your hand up if you have someone that you know of that's from another country, either living beside you or you come in contact with them at some stage. Put your hand up. Anybody? Yes? Okay, let's find out where they're from. Whereabouts? Romania? Yes? Okay, lots of Romanians. Lithuania? Yes, okay. So we have little cards. We call them little friendship cards or little encouragement cards. And those cards are a testimony. So it's a little card that opens up. There's a testimony inside, and it'll be of a Romanian believer or of a Lithuanian believer. For example, there's the girl that we work with in Lithuania. She is from Lithuania. She has worked for CEF. Her and her mother do little Bible clubs there in their home, and Sandra has a wonderful testimony to the grace of God. In her life, when she was growing up, her dad was not so good to her mother, Peter. There was lots of stuff happened in the house. He had a big problem with alcohol, and eventually he went out in the car one night. He was involved in criminality as well, but he was out in his car one night, and he was under the influence of drink, and he killed another person, to cut a long story short. He ends up in prison, and there in prison, he's thinking, oh, all's lost. What's life all about? As you know, in parts of Eastern Europe, where Russia has had influence over the years, very often there can be problems with vodka, heavy drinking, and they hit the bottle very quick sometimes. But when you think about the people there, I think about Sandra. And how did Sandra come in contact with the gospel? There's less than 1% in Lithuania that are believers, less than 1%. So how did she come in contact with the gospel? When her dad was in prison, one man decided, as a missionary, I will go to Lithuania. This is where the Lord led him. And I'm just going to go around all the prisons, and I'm going to put wee Bibles in them. Bibles in Lithuanian language, and he done that. His dad's in prison. He lifts up the Word of God, and he reads it for himself from cover to cover. He's plenty of time on his hands. And you know what happened? He put his faith and trust in the Lord. He eventually got saved. And that man sent a letter home to his wife and to Sandra. And I'm going to start over again. I've found the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. The Lord has found him in the prison. And his wife thought, not again. He was always talking about starting up a new leaf, turning over a new leaf. And it never seemed to happen. But they decided they'll make the journey and they'll go and visit him in the prison. And to cut a long story short, Sandra had been into a lot of rap music. She had been into occultic stuff as well. And as she begins to read the Bible, her dad tells the story, begins to encourage her to read the Bible. She's no interest. But then one day she does lift the Bible and the Spirit of God moves in her life. She gets saved and then she ends up working for Child Evangelism Fellowship. Isn't it amazing what God can do? It's truly amazing. And through Eastern Europe, there are faithful witnesses, starting with the children's work. That's where most growth is happening, they tell us, in Eastern Europe and right across that region. Starts off with the children, and then they're growing eventually into churches. Just like our brother Noel Stevenson. I know he was here a few weeks ago, and he would tell the same story. The work starts with the children and then develops up. And over the years, then they have a church of adults with those children that grow up. So there are resources in lots of those languages, Romanian, Lithuanian, and there are others as well. I don't want to go into them in case I say the wrong one, but I know there are definitely those two. There's Polish as well. So if you know someone, why not give them a little card? Yes, a bit. You can write a wee message to them and then give it to them, and you're giving them the gospel. Very often these people are away from home. They are vulnerable in many ways. They're looking for friends, for genuine friends, and you could be that friend. And you could bring the gospel to them. Just as Paul the Apostle would travel over into Europe and he would bring the gospel to people like Lydia and the Philippian jailer, you can bring to the people that are coming to your doorstep. So there's an opportunity. Okay. So as I already said, there are mission teams. I mentioned there about Lithuania. There's the Philippines to Uncle Noel and what a work he's doing out there. Praise the Lord for it. And praise the Lord for the opportunity he gives to young people to come and to serve alongside him. It's a wonderful, wonderful time out there when young people go in that. Bethany, have you talked a little bit about this yet, have you? Okay. All right. So, as well as that then, teams have went to different places. I'll not get into it tonight, for it's in this little booklet here. But praise God for souls that were saved in Romania last year, and young people, or children, sorry, that trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just focus on one for a little moment. Romania. So our contact with Romania was through the Reverend Stanley Barnes, and it was through the Dr. Paisley before that that introduced the Reverend Barnes to Romania, and then to Bethany Baptist Church. And then out of that sprang, they started many ministries under Pastor Barroza, the faithful pastor there. The church had been under communism. To cut a long story short, they were part really of the underground church. Then they got their freedom, and then they went out to evangelize. And today that church has about 6 or 7 little village churches out in the villages outside the city of Timisoara that they have set up. They have the Deborah House 1, the Deborah House 2, and much of that has been financed by people just like you from Northern Ireland. But we have the opportunity to go out, and our challenge each time we go out on a team is to go into those different villages and to do little holiday Bible clubs. For some of the congregations, they can be elderly. There may be not enough people in the church to actually do a holiday Bible club for a week, and we come alongside, bring young adults from Northern Ireland who are saved and want to serve, and they come along and they bring the message in all those different ways that we would do back home in a Bible club as well. So Ireland as well, we have the opportunity to go down to Dublin to do outreach on the streets. Our brother Chris Killen, he has come with us in those. He has introduced us to different people. People like Leighton Kelly. Amazing what God is doing in New Hope Residential there in Dublin, or outside, just outside Dublin there in a place called Talla. And I would love tonight just to have the time to put loads of videos on. Do you hear some of the testimonies of men addicted to drugs and come to that place to get dried out? They stay for 1 year and they hear a gospel message, the gospel. But not only that, they're a Bible study every morning. And they all come to it. There's 16 men in there at the minute. And our brother Chris is doing a great work. He brings sometimes men from Northern Ireland to that place. And Leighton and them are really ministering to them. So sometimes we would put on a little barbecue at Castlewell Forest Park and invite all the men and all the staff in that place to come up and just to have a day out, a day to get together and then have a wee sing-along with them. It's an opportunity to encourage them in the work of the Lord. Little things like that. So, Young Adults Weekends, we see this as an opportunity to meet young adults and for them then to be introduced to mission teams, to introduced to mission. And the real thrust of it is missionary endeavour. We want them to think about this and to trust the Lord about getting involved in his service. For us, it's not about standalone organisation. It's about sending them back into their church fellowships. We want to see young people encouraged in the Lord and built up in their faith and then going back and getting involved in their children's meetings and in their prayer meetings in their own church. So, this is a little video clip here. I hope it'll work. I'll tell you the context of it first because you might go, what's this all about? Christmas time, but a wee opportunity. We want to go into more schools, more of the secondary schools that we go into and serve. We stick with the secondary. We realise there's a great need there. And to get into secondary schools, some are hard to get into. And our way in for some is through a little practical project. And we just call it Christmas Hope Project. And it's encouraging them to put together a little shoebox in their school, their families in the school, put together shoeboxes, and then we'll come in and take them, and then we give them on to Faith and Action Missions. If you've heard of Donald Fleming, our brother Donald, and he'd take them to Ukraine, okay? So this is a little video clip of some of those children receiving them in over there and in Ukraine. So I'll not say any more. I want to thank Donald for sending that footage there. He knows the churches that he's went to and he knows the families, and they sent some little pictures like that to us, so we're thankful for that. Each box then, there would be a Ukrainian gospel, there would be children's literature that would go into that, evangelistic literature, and it was another opportunity to involve a lot of young adults and help them to pack these all up and then get them all into a lorry, and then they went off. And we have a young man called Harry Kennedy. Please pray for Harry tonight. Harry has been doing his gap year with us. He's from Newton Arts and Direction. And Harry has been doing a wonderful, wonderful work. This has given us the way into many, many schools. Schools from all different types of backgrounds. Schools that we might have went to, Roman Catholic schools, different schools. And he is going in there, talks about the project, and then he brings through about the greatest gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, about receiving the Saviour. So it's an opportunity. And then after the project, he's been busy all this month. He's been going back into the schools to give a thank you. And that's one of his little videos that he shows by way of thank you. And it's another opportunity to bring the good news of the gospel. So these are little opportunities. Please, please pray for them. There are opportunities here. I'll just go through these just very briefly. Let's just see if this works. Engine room. Engine room is a prayer time, as I said earlier. And there, it's an opportunity for young men to get the opportunity to preach, just not too long, we tell them, not as long as me. not only that, but young adults that come together to pray. And when they come in there, we split off then after the word. And they go into two groups and maybe four groups. It depends how many's there. Usually about 20 to 30, sometimes more, sometimes around 20 to 30. And they get into groups and they pray together. And each one of them generally takes part. It does my heart good and all of our hearts good just to hear young people with a burden to pray. And we're thankful for that. So thankful. And we go to different areas. We'll go to Portadown 1 week, the Faith Mission Centre. Then we'll go to Ballymena direction, to Little Mission Hall and other little mission halls, and have those prayer times together. We don't put out our mission teams on social media. We generally put them all out through our engine room. And sometimes then there's a few places left. We will put them out in other places. These are teams this year. Please pray for the teams this year. These teams are going to Romania. Three different teams, three different groups. And part of what we're trying to do is equip young people to step up into leadership. In other words, there are young people this year and they're going to be leading these teams. And we're helping to equip them. We're trying to get alongside them and encourage them in the work of God. And we pray that they will go back into their own churches and they will get involved in similar ministry among children and young people, and maybe even give their lives to going into Bible college and to go and get trained up to go off into the mission fields of the world. So those are just a few. Romania and Kenya, and there are other little teams that will be more locally. It's hard to see that up there, but it says Rivarnet. It's a little mission hall near Sprucefield. Anybody heard of it? Rivarnet Mission Hall? Oh, brilliant. We're going there and we're helping the girl there, Heather, and we'll do a Bible club there. I've done one last year and over the last few years. And the young man that you've seen up there, Daniel's going to be leading that this year. So that's his challenge to organise it, pull it all together, and we'll sort of stand back and let him work away and build a team there for that. And then you have Antrim, you have Bush Mills, Raymond, anybody? Or I shouldn't say Raymond. Reverend Morrow, anybody know the Reverend Morrow? Yes, okay, we'll have to give him his full title. So he's up there, and last year we brought a little team up there. He had a mission going on, and that, you can just about, well, you can't see it in that picture, sorry, there's a tent there, and he had a big tent up, and he was doing a mission, and then he wanted to do a children's mission before that, and then he said, when you're up here, maybe you could go off into all these little villages, three other villages, and do a Bible club in each one as well. So that was a wonderful, wonderful time, and the mission that he did do for the children in the Bush Mills area and in the tent, there was a number of children who remained behind one night and professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that makes it all worthwhile. And we just pray that those children will go on with the Lord, get involved in the work there that our brother and the church is doing there. This summer, opportunities as well. Killyleagh, Mullagh Glass, MacAbray, not the prison this time. Tadbrickie, Newton Ards and Banbridge, churches there, opportunity to go and do little Bible clubs. That's me personally going to those, and there may be some others that come with us as well. So pray for those, please, that the Lord will move in the hearts and lives of the children. And then that's those young adults weekend and teen weekends that I've talked about already. And then this is one other thing that I see. So this is a wee opportunity. Our brother Harry will be finishing at the end of June, and we're looking out for someone that the Lord would lead to perhaps take a year out, maybe a school, university. I think I'd love to take a year out. Would you like to take a year? If you might want to take a year out, it gets busy, doesn't it, for everybody? But if there's maybe a young man or a young woman and you know of them, mention this to them if they'd like to take a year out, and we will help and pour into their lives all that we can and help them. They may come into schools, do schoolwork. There's a lot of different things there. It's really what they want to do and what they feel comfortable doing, but we will give them a good push to go a wee bit further, as our brother Noel, Stevenson, he's very, very good at that. And when you go out to Noel, you need to be ready for anything. So that's just the last little point for prayer. Just please remember that, please. This is our little motto. Our God, whom we serve, is able. Isn't the Lord able? He was able for the Hebrew children and for Daniel. And he's able in our day to do what he calls us to do. And they give us the grace and strength to do it. So I just want to encourage you, whatever you're doing for the Lord, you just keep going. And remember that we're not called to be successful. We're just called to be faithful. So just keep sowing the word of God and just keep trusting the Lord and remember that our God is able and he's able to carry us through and he's able to save precious souls and he's building his church. Praise the Lord. So thank you for listening. I appreciate the opportunity to come along tonight. Thank you.
A special thank you to our brother Philip tonight for coming and bringing God's word to our hearts. It's been a great blessing and challenge and encouragement. And then also to hear of the work that he's involved in. We thank God for his vision and burden and zeal to reach out to young people and to children and to others, not only here but across the world. So be much in prayer for him and all who labour with him, that the Lord would bless them, guide them and provide for them. Do remember the literature as well, and also just the offering to help in all those labours. We're going to have a time of prayer now. Just some prayer requests I want to lay before you. Do remember the work of Serve Mission, especially tonight in your prayers. Do please pray for the sick and the elderly. Remember Sister Mrs. Audrey Marshall. She had a serious leg injury last week and unable to be out and housebound, so pray for her at this time. The Lord would lay his healing hand upon her. And Mrs. Cuthbertson as well is ill in hospital. Do remember her in your prayers as well. Do please pray for the mission that Colin and Noel is involved in Carrigari. There's been a good attendance so far. Visitors and unsaved in us just for the week, so do remember the remaining nights. The services here in the Lord's Day, Sunday School, Bible class, and then the youth fellowship on Friday night, and our own services, and especially the mission in this below Orange Hall. Pray for that. There's been much outreach done this week already around Lisbeth, Maguire's Bridge, Tamlet, and Carrie Bridge as well. And we thank God for all the literature that's gone out. And the reception in the doors has been very good, very encouraging. And just pray that God will speak and bring people in. And as our brother has said tonight, you seek to bring one in to the mission and more as well. And pray for those meetings as they commence on the Lord's Day in the will of the Lord. So we'll get down to our time of prayer. Encourage as many as possible to pray, to take part. And ask our brother, Mr. Ian Moore, to lead us off in prayer. And then maybe our brother, Mr. Raymond Medill, and then one after the other, as the Lord would lead, right through just to 20 past nine or so. And remember especially the work of Serve tonight, please. Thank you.